Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you on this Getaway Friday. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Last day of the month of April. Just a few hours, it will be the month of May. May flowers and May day. Joined in studio by Angie Evers. Angie, here we are. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, give us a buzz. Do you know where Don Fleming is? Longtime Marion resident, construction business proprietor, and man who used to spend a lot of time down at the county commissioners and city council meetings. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And hello to our Payne's Pizza driver out there in Genova J over at Genova's, who are listening as they're out delivering pizzas tonight. We appreciate that.
So how's your clock?
Back to normal. April 30th, 2021, a Friday, 9:17 p.m. and 52 seconds.
I can't believe tomorrow's May 1st.
I love the month of May.
Why?
It's just, it's a nice weather. You can open up the windows. It's not too hot, not too cold. Just nice.
Yeah. I like, well, all the flowers are coming up, but the grass is growing like crazy. I have tall, tall grass and dandelions. I need somebody to mow my yard.
Well, it was raining pretty steadily the other day. It's not good to mow when the grass is wet.
No. I'm sure I got to get over and mow my mom's yard.
I need to plant some tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, I like tomatoes. I really don't think I would eat anything else that I would plant.
Do you like cherry tomatoes or the big tomatoes?
I like both.
Do you know how many cherry tomatoes we had yet last year?
No.
Oh my gosh. We couldn't pick them all. We had so many. At my mom's house. Every night. I mean, we'd water the plants every day, and there was just like 1,000 tomatoes.
Now, are those annual or perennial?
Well, I mean, they do happen to come back every year, but I think that's because the seeds lay in the ground, you know, because there's so many of them, so they just keep growing back.
So they'll be back again this year?
Probably.
Well, I like any type of tomato, but I'm going to, I have not tried the fried tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes?
Right, but do they have to be green?
Well, probably not.
But I would like to try those.
Okay, we can fry some up.
Oh, you've had them?
One time.
Were they good?
Well,
I bet you love it, because those seem like they are salty to the core.
You know, I don't remember. It's been a long, long time ago. I have no idea.
I think I would like them. Does anybody have a fried green tomato or a fried tomato recipe? I think you take the Bisquick and the salt, and you, I think you use the same stuff you make onion rings with.
Don't you use, like, corn flour or that cornbread? What do you use?
I don't want to use cornbread. I think it would taste better if you use that, like, Drake, that stuff that you make onion rings and breading out of, and you fried it with that. I bet that'd be good.
Hmm.
I'm not sure how you're supposed to eat a fried green tomato, though.
Well, you cook, fry them up in a skillet, and then you just eat it.
Yeah, so it's not a meal.
Well, I mean, you'd probably have to eat a lot of them.
So, like, if I opened up a restaurant, I could not just sell
fried... Are you talking about, like, deep frying them?
Well, I mean, I don't... I mean,
I think people fry them up in the skillet. I mean, I don't know, though. Maybe people do something else with them. I don't know.
Well, since I know that my heart is good now, I'm just going to start eating anything.
If you start that, though, then maybe it won't be so good.
I might just go home tonight with a big tablespoon and get in the butter. You know, just butter.
You know what? My cat loves butter.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. She loves my oldie butter. She goes crazy. If she knows I'm getting in the refrigerator to get the butter out, she goes crazy. So I always have to, like, I'll fling some on the floor.
Butter.
Butter. So that way she can eat some butter. She loves butter.
Is this the big cat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My the other cat
gray,
doesn't
my
eat.
My big gray cat. No.
No. Because this cat takes all the food.
Right. She loves cheese. Like, I bought a bag of, like, those squared cheese cubes from Aldi the other day. And I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to give my dogs these as treats. Because it's actually cheaper than buying dog treats. Just the squares. Because they already come cubed. But my cat loves the cheese. She goes crazy over the cheese, but she goes crazy over the butter, I think, more than anything. Why, I don't know. She loves it.
Well, that's, you know, animals like different things. I don't think animals know what they are, because they don't see themselves.
Yeah, my dogs and cats play together.
They probably don't know they're different.
Probably not. My one dog, I call her Puppy, she plays with this big gray cat, and they play all the time, but she's always like, I mean, they play constantly. It's funny. I have like 100 videos on my phone of just the animals playing.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see them all sometime?
Oh, sure.
Then I bought my cat a catnip stuffed, like, I don't know, like a little tiny stuffed pillow the other day. And my cat would not leave that thing alone. She was going crazy over it. And I think the other cat was maybe a little jealous because the other cat wouldn't share. But I don't know. I woke up the next morning and there was like hair everywhere. I don't know if they got into a fight, but there was just hair like everywhere. Like, it was fuzzy hair. I don't know where it came from.
What is catnip?
I don't know. Like a weed. I don't know.
Well, is that what it is?
I don't know. It's something cats like. I don't know.
I never understood what it was. I know cats like it, but I don't know what it is.
It's like a weed to cats.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's a plant?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen it? It's like grass. Isn't that what they call it? Like cat weed?
Who? What? I've never heard that.
Never?
Never.
Am I just making this up?
I don't... Maybe the people you hang out with... Who told you that?
Well, I don't know. I think I've just always heard that.
Not from me.
Well, I must have heard that before you came around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
I've been around for a while.
Maybe a little while. I don't know. Am I right? Can somebody call and tell us what catnip
is? I don't know what catnip is. 740-383-9944. Now we need to know what catnip is. What Frosties are. Are they malts? Can you make fried green tomatoes? Does anybody have a recipe? Does anybody know where Don Fleming is? We're not going to get Don Fleming. I feel bad. I feel defeated because every time we've asked about somebody, we've either heard about them be passing away or we have heard from them. And this one just ain't happening. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
Now, you can get from Chewy.com sells Meowjuana catnip.
What is it?
Meowjuana.
Meowjuana.
Catnip.
Oh, man.
See, I told you it was like weed for cats.
Now, where did that come from? How'd you find that out?
I just typed in catnip, and that was the first thing that popped up.
But that's not... I think catnip is something else.
No, it's like a... I don't know. It's like a weed of some sort. It's a plant.
It's a plant?
Yes.
Why do you put it in a pillow?
Well, that's just how they did it. A lot of times you can sprinkle it. That's what it looks like. It's like flaky, dried, flaky plant.
What is it supposed to do for the cat?
What makes them go wild?
Oh, I hope this is somebody who knows something. Let's check it out. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, we always talk about catnip. We used to see it along in the ditches and stuff, along the roads and stuff, and it has a distinct smell to it that it just drives cats crazy.
Now, can human beings smell it?
Oh, yeah, you can smell it, Scott.
What does it smell like?
I don't know how to describe it. It's got sort of a strong smell to it.
So it is...
It's like a little leafy plant. It's not very big.
So it is a plant?
Yes.
But it's...
I've seen it alongside the roads and stuff.
Now, how would I spot it as catnip?
Well, you kind of have to know what it looks like. It's a small plant with little small leaves and stuff.
I wonder, is it kind of like a dog whistle?
I'm not sure about that, Scott.
You know, I have not seen a dog whistle for a long time. What happened to dog whistles?
That I don't know, Scott.
Yeah. Do you know anything about fried green tomatoes or Don Fleming?
No, don't know anything about that, but we used to do fried green tomatoes. You take and roll them in flour and then a little bit of oil and fry them in your skillet.
So just flour and oil?
Yes.
Like vegetable oil?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. I'm going to have to try this very soon. Where would you retire to? If you could go to anywhere in the world, where would you like to retire?
I don't know. It might be nice to retire in Arizona, one of those states where it's kind of warm.
People do. People like the warm weather.
Or maybe in the state of Virginia. Virginia's a nice state. It's not real cold there, but you do have some snow, but it's not a real... You don't get as much snow in Virginia as you do in Ohio.
You're exactly... A lot of old family homes in Virginia.
My stepson and his wife live in Virginia.
Oh, how nice. Do you make it over there to visit them often?
Well, they was up here in January, but we haven't been over there for a while because of the traveling, the COVID. We haven't been over there for a while, but he was up here in January for his mom's birthday.
Oh, good, good. Well, hopefully everything will clear up and you'll get to make a trip to Virginia soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But, Angie should know about the catnip, being she has cats.
Yeah. Why? You didn't know about the catnip?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what it is, but I just know the cats go crazy over it. So I would get...
Sometimes you can buy cat toys that has that catnip flavor or odor to them.
Yeah, I had bought it at the Dollar General. And I know I would, like, sprinkle it, and they would just go crazy.
Oh, they'd love it. But it's a little plant, has little small leaves, little, like, round leaves. I don't know how to describe it, but I can't tell you that it has a strong smell to it. Yeah. I don't know how you describe the smell, but it's kind of a strong smell.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, I'm glad you're out there tonight, and thanks for calling.
Okay, Scott, we always enjoy listening to you and Angie.
Thank you. Stay well. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, now you know, catnip is a plant.
So you didn't think it was a plant?
Well, I really don't know, because I've never bought catnip in my life.
It's Mio Juana. Meow Juana.
I wonder where that whole thing came from.
Who knows?
Got me.
Maybe it's just because they act funny. I mean, have you ever seen a cat with catnip?
Well, yeah, they go crazy, but I don't get what it is. It's just the smell, I guess.
My cat wouldn't quit holding this thing. It's like it was a stuffed little pillow. I mean, she held it for like 2 days straight.
See, I've never liked anything that much.
And then she would just lick it. And then I don't know where all the hair came from. That happened during the night. I don't know.
Telephone lines are open here. Well, we've got catnip answered. We don't know what a Frosty is. That's a long-term question. It doesn't look like Don Fleming's going to turn up with 28 minutes left in the program. And what was the other thing we were talking about? Frosties, Don Fleming. There was something else, wasn't there? Oh, fried green tomatoes. We got a recipe, though. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or anything else on your mind tonight, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you.
So you did get a recipe?
Or caller just gave us one. Flour and vegetable oil in a skillet.
Oh.
I forgot I had those Klondikes in the freezer at home. See, we're getting down to 28 minutes. I told you there'd be no Michelle.
No. Nope.
She's all talk, no action. Have you ever met her?
At Stewart's.
Oh, that's right. You were there on opening night. Is that the only time you ever met her?
I think so.
You'd met the other one too, right?
Well, yeah. I've known Abby for a long time.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
We did go to the same school.
But did you know her?
Well, no. I mean, no. Like, my daughter went to Emmanuel Lutheran.
Well, like, what have you thought of her? Let's get down to brass tacks here.
I mean, I don't know her like that, but, I mean, she's always been nice to me.
Well, I wish I could say the same.
You haven't talked to her lately?
No, not really. She's a little iffy with me.
Is she?
A little iffy. But I tolerate it. Because I'm a kind person.
Yeah. Well. Wonder why.
I'm kind?
No. Wonder why everything's iffy.
Oh, with her and me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think she's competitive. And I think one time I beat her at a game that we were playing in school with the kids. And I don't even remember what the game was. But I just destroyed her. Just knocked her, you know, it was horrible. You know, it was embarrassing. It was one of those kind of embarrassments where if it were me who'd lost that badge, you know, you'd probably join the witness relocation program. And I beat her, and from that moment on, she's been a little iffy.
What kind of game was it?
I'm trying to remember it. I remember we were sitting at desks, and kids were playing. And I think I was on one kid's team, and she was on the other kid's team, and she was trying to, you know, help that kid. And I feel bad for that kid because they lost badly.
That's too bad.
Now, the kid that was on my team, A+.
Some people are really competitive like that.
Well, she is, and she's admitted that she's competitive. I saw her one day. We were walking down the hallway, and she kicked off her shoes and tried to run with the race, the kids. I'm surprised she didn't break a hip at her age.
I'd fall flat on my face if I tried to run. I just don't run.
Well, I think it's one of those trying to stay young things. But, you know, that's Botox and the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still mystified by the whole Botox thing. I can't even imagine.
You know what? I seen somebody post something online the other day, and it wasn't Botox, but it was this other new type of treatment. And they showed like a before and an after of like their foreheads. Like, you know, they got some wrinkles in their forehead, you know, like I'm 40, so I have wrinkles in my forehead. But I think this person was about my same age, but one side showed some wrinkles, and the other side, I just kept thinking about how you, like, puffy. That's all it looked like, puff.
Yeah, that's what it just reminds me of somebody who's swelled.
Right, and that's what this picture looked like. And I thought that was weird. I mean, it wasn't Botox, but it was some other type of treatment. But that's what it looked like to me. Like, it was just like they put air in their forehead and just puffed the lines out.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure that that's, you know, I don't know what the people see when they get home, but it just looks, they look swelled.
Yeah, that's how this was. I guess me, I'm just me. I don't know.
We don't allow people in this country to age gracefully.
Nope.
Now, I don't know why that is. We should.
Well, this day and age, everybody has to be on, you know, they're on social media, so they want to look good and look young.
See, I don't care what other people look like. Maybe what other people are doing, but I don't care what they look like.
Nope.
And those fake tans, I'm telling you, what is with the fake tan?
Like going to the tanning bed or like the rub-on tans?
Well, both.
Hmm.
They both look very phony to me. And I think they make people look old.
Well, it's not good for your skin for, like, you know, if you go to the tanning bed.
Right.
And you can get, you know, skin cancer and...
But, you know, it's one of those things. People don't ever think they'll get it.
I worked with a provider I used to work with. She would go to the tanning bed every day, and she ended up with skin cancer. And, I mean, she was, like, 40.
Terrible.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
Well, she's still alive.
Oh, well, that's good.
But, I mean, she did have to get treatment for the skin cancer, but... she was really tan. Like, some people, like, just go to get the paleness off. You know, like, I need to go to get my legs a little... color, but I mean, some people stay tan all the time.
Now, is tan a trait that we want in people? I guess is what I'm trying to figure out. Is that why people do it? That's a trait we really admire?
I think it makes people feel better. Like, if I have color, I feel like I look better.
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty pasty.
I like seeing somebody age gracefully. You know, just let it go all white, let it go gray, you know, normal. And then when somebody says, hey, you look pretty good for your age, and you know you haven't done anything, well, that's good.
Do you think I should let my white hairs grow out?
If you want to.
I don't think I'm ready for that. I don't think I'm ready for the aging gracefully yet.
Well, I don't know. You know, I see a lot of people whose hair never goes gray. It takes a long, long time. You know, they get in their 80s.
My grandma never turned gray.
See, there you go.
She probably also never, like, did anything to her hair. I mean, I've highlighted my hair. I've never colored my whole hair, but I'll get highlights.
Now, are you sure she wasn't dyeing it?
I'm 100% positive. My grandma was not dyeing her hair.
Now, how do you know?
Because it was my grandma.
Yeah, but you know what I have found out about these older ladies from a different generation?
She did not have the red hair.
Well, no. I'm saying there were these ladies from a different generation, like not the older ladies now, but I'm talking about the older who would be the older ladies. Parents, like they'd be long dead now. That generation did things, and they were very secretive about it. Things went on in those days that you would never know about. Like they would sock money away, and people would find it when they were dead. They would dye their hair, and they would never tell anybody, and it was never talked about. They'd have children that they gave up for adoption when they were younger. They'd never mention it again. Everything was very secretive, very confidential. And they didn't talk much about their people. Like, if you, it's interesting. If you go back to that generation, think about how often they talked about their parents. Now, the generation behind them talk about them a lot, but they didn't talk much about their people.
No.
So, you'd be surprised. See, now people will tell you just flat, I dye my hair. I dye my hair. You know, that sort of thing. In those days, people didn't tell people if they did it.
Yeah. I know my grandma didn't dye her hair, though. She lived with my aunt for, like, the last few years of her life.
Well, wasn't she one of these older ladies who went and got her hair done every week?
No. I mean, she probably did when she was younger, but not when she was living with my aunt. My aunt, I'm sure, always did her hair.
Well, maybe she dyed it.
I don't think she dyed it.
Well, what color was her hair?
Well, it was probably a brown.
Well, how old was this woman?
She was like 86, 87 when she passed.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she had some gray hairs, but not like a full head of hair. I'll have to show you a picture. I'm sure Mom will... Mom, find a picture.
Well, they used to call it a rinse.
A rinse?
They put a rinse on their hair. That would, like, take the... And then they wouldn't wash their hair for a while. Like, they had a perm. They'd put the rinse on, and it would cover the white. It would just give it a little tint. It wasn't dye.
Hmm. But yeah, it would just, I don't think that was this either. Nope.
I don't know. What makes your hair go gray? Or white?
I don't know. Why do you get floaters in your eyes? Like, I got floaters in my eyes. That means something's dying in my eyes.
Does it?
I think so.
It's hard to tell.
Do you have floaters?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, you would see them. Like, if I look at, like, the blank wall, then the floater appears. Like, I don't normally see it, like... If I'm looking at you, but, like, if I look at the wall, like a blank wall, I will see a floater in my eye. I have, like, two in my right eye.
Everything's a progression. That's why we never notice it. Like, if we would go from perfect vision to where we are now, it'd be a stark difference. But since it happens, like, day to day to day to day to day, you never notice.
Except when you got things floating in your eyes.
I guess. Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. 16 minutes left. Does anybody have any thoughts out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the difference between a rinse and hair dye? They are two different... What?
Oh, no, I'm just thinking.
Okay.
Well, you said rinse and a hair dye. I don't know.
Well, I think they are two different things.
Well, I would just like to rinse my hair and not have any, like, random white hairs. And then I wouldn't have to pay to get my hair highlighted.
You know, what happened to pantyhose? I remember being a kid, and you'd walk in a store, and there was, like, a whole rack of pantyhose.
Like at Sears, Penny's,
anywhere. Grocery stores sold pantyhose. What happened to pantyhose?
They still do.
I don't see it.
I'm pretty sure Kroger still has some.
Where?
In the aisle where they sell socks.
I don't even... Why did pantyhose go by the wayside? What happened?
Well, because, I mean, number one, they rip really easy. So you were all the time having to buy new pantyhose.
What was the point?
I guess to make you look dressier. I really don't know. I mean, we wore them as kids. We wore pantyhose when we were kids. But I think when we got probably to... I probably still wore pantyhose sometimes when I was in high school. I mean, you know, that has been over 20 years ago. But I think once I got into, like, adulthood, I don't ever really remember wearing pantyhose.
Everybody used to wear them.
Yeah.
Like, there was, what was that brand of pantyhose? There was a brand that everybody used to buy.
Legs?
Legs. What happened to that company? Is it even still in business?
You know, I don't know. I have seen pantyhose places, though.
I guess people don't care. They want to show their legs now.
But that's most, why they go tanning. Then they'll have nice
Yeah, but most legs. Girls don't wear skirts anymore. That's really becoming a bygone thing. Everybody's in pants now.
Yeah, I very rarely would you see me in a skirt. I mean, unless I had to dress up for something, I might have a jean skirt.
Well, I don't see anybody in a skirt anymore. I'm trying to think of all the girls I know. When's the last time I saw any of them wear a skirt? I'm trying to think about my mom. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw her ever wear a skirt.
Yeah. I mean, unless you have somewhere to dress up and go, like, I mean, I don't go to places. I mean, a wedding or, like, a funeral, those would be the only places.
Now, I remember my mom wearing dresses when I was a kid, but I don't remember her in recent years.
Right.
Ever wearing a dress.
And people always used to wear dresses to church. I mean, we always wore dresses to church. But, I mean, nowadays, I mean, I would wear jeans, my tennis shoes.
I don't know. That's weird. You know, I never thought about it. But, you know, I'm trying to think of the women I've known for a long time. Now, like, my grandparents, my grandmothers, now, if they had to go to a funeral or something, they would usually wear a skirt or something like that. But around the house, just pants.
Right. I don't own, probably, but, like, two dresses and maybe a jean skirt. I think I bought a skirt just to have one, but I think I looked ridiculous in it, so I'll probably never wear it. Oh, I'm sure I bought it at Goodwill, probably for like $2, but
I see girls wearing dresses to the bars.
Oh.
Well,
Do you go to the bars?
Not really. But
it sounded like you go to the bar.
Well, no, I just, you know, I see pictures. I have Facebook.
Oh,
everybody's selfie.
Going to the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's pickup joint.
Right. Could be.
And gym selfies. Gym selfies and bar selfies. Isn't that what we all like to see?
Well, those are two places I don't frequent, so.
It's a weird thing. It's fine if you want to do it, but it's just, if I was in a gym, I could not see taking a picture.
No, I know I wouldn't.
Well, I mean, I guess because, am I showing you that I'm at the gym? Is that what my intentions are? I mean, I take a picture here because I'm showing you that I'm about to go on the air. It's promotional. And if I go out and do something on the weekend, I like to either promote the restaurant or promote what I'm going to talk about on Monday morning. But, you know, if I wasn't doing this, I don't think people would ever see a picture of me.
Probably not. I mean, I really don't post many pictures of me either.
I would just be like Don Fleming. Nobody would ever hear or see me again. I would disappear.
Maybe.
All right, we're getting down here. 10 minutes left. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you out there. If anything is going on interesting in your neck of the woods on this Friday, where would you retire to? That's an interesting question. We got our catnip question answered.
I would just want to go somewhere. You know what I would do? I would probably get a motorhome. What about getting a motorhome and travel?
Well, yeah, I would do that.
I think that would be neat.
As long as it had a bathroom.
I'm pretty sure they have bathrooms.
See, but I don't know if I'd like to drive, though. I'm not a big driver.
Well, shoot, neither am I. I guess we're stuck.
Scratch that. Remember Charles Kuralt? He used to get in the RV, and he'd spend his whole life in the RV, driving around the country, going to these little towns, filing reports. That was an interesting idea.
You know, maybe if we had a driver, that would be fun. Then we could just hang out, you know,
play cards.
Play cards.
As you go down the highway.
Right. We can do that. We just need a driver.
With internet now, you can watch television.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? You could go all over.
Well, I always think car trips are more fun when you can watch things anyway.
Yeah, rather than driving?
Yeah, I don't like to drive. I'm just not a driver. I don't have a fear of driving. It just is boring to me to drive. Bores me to death.
I'm not big on driving either. Next time we go somewhere, we're going to fly. You think? You want to fly?
I probably would. I'm not going to ride in that tin goose again.
No.
Oh.
You know, there's the Tin Goose Diner up in Port Clinton we need to go to.
Is it a tin goose?
Diner. It's
right.
A diner.
But what significance does it have with the tin goose?
It's right next to the airport.
All I know is I rode on that thing. That was a flying coffin. The thing is from like 1930.
I bet my dad loved that thing.
I sat next to your dad on that trip.
I bet he had a ball.
Who would know? You can't hear anything. It's so loud. I thought, holy moly.
I heard him talking about, he had this, was it this morning? He had some guy on with him that did the, what do you call them? The crop planes. Crop dusters.
I remember that day we got there. I think we must have gotten there at the same time. I don't remember if we rode together or not. But I know we got there at the same time, me and your dad. And they had the tin goose in the it had come in the night before. So they had it in the hangar. And the, honest to God, the pilot comes out and he says, "Can you guys help me pull this out of here?" And I'm thinking, now, what, can this, does this thing even turn on? So here we are, yanking on the wings of this 100-year-old airplane, me and your dad, trying to push a plane that we're going to board out of a hangar.
I bet you didn't have any fear.
No, I didn't have a fear, oddly enough. I was just, I thought, this is a piece of junk. And we get on the thing, and it's so loud. I there's audio from it somewhere. Because I filed a report. But you can't hear, because I'm trying to scream into the microphone. And it's, I'm sure they love that on the plane. But it's so loud.
So who all else was on the plane with you and Dad?
There were a couple was there somebody from the newspaper, I think, was on there. There might have been somebody from the other radio stations. I can't remember. I just remember it was hot. It was in early September. I remember it was, we flew over Marion. You know, there were some nice pictures. I have some pictures from that day. But it was just, didn't do anything for me. I think the Wright brothers had that plane.
Maybe.
What? You know, if that thing had went down, it was so fragile, it would just burst into 1,000 pieces. There'd be nothing left. I remember they were starting.
I remember when I was probably a young teenager, but if I was even a teenager, but Dad took me up to the air show, and he was so excited to get me on a glider. I went up on a glider. I mean, I went by myself because, you know, it was just me and the pilot.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I thought that was really neat. It's like because you go up with the plane, and then you're just like attached to a chain, and then all you hear is the chain being released, and then it's like you're just flying around. I opted not to do the aerobatic, is that what you call it, one that flips? I was a little too nervous for that one, but...
Afraid you might get ill.
Or die.
Or die. Well, this tin goose, there was a chance of death there. And I thought, we've got the whole media crammed on this. Who would report it? Well, I'll be dead.
That would be a bad news day.
Holy mackerel. It just, there was no thrill in that for me. I mean, I'm glad I did it. You know, I look back on it. The pictures are there. But it was not something that I will remember as, like, a thrill.
Aren't those really expensive, though, like, to ride on that?
Oh, yes, like $300 or something. So I appreciate that we got a chance to do it. But it was just not, I don't know. I mean, I appreciate it, but it's just an old plane.
Now, have you ever been in a helicopter?
I don't think so.
I have not. You know, they have helicopter rides up at Put-in Bay for like, I don't know, $50 or something. It's not too bad.
Aviation is not a big interest of mine. I mean, it's okay. I think it's nice. But a lot of people get very into that.
I do like going to the air shows. Those are really neat. Like down in Dayton.
Yeah, yeah. I still want to go to the Henry Ford Museum.
Where's that?
I think it's in Michigan.
Hmm.
A lot of interesting cars there, from what I understand. Famous cars.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big car person, but I think JFK's limo is up there. The one he was killed in.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Hope they've cleaned it.
Hopefully.
3 minutes left to go. If you got anything to say, this is your final 3 minutes. 3 minute warning. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you in the final 3 minutes here.
Hmm.
Not going to hear from Don.
Nope. I think you've struck out on that one.
Well, if anybody ever hears from Don or talks to Don, have him call the station. We have an answering machine. Leave a message. If he is still around and has an interest in coming on, we'd love to talk to him. Have him give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Just leave a message on the answering machine. Well, it's been an interesting Friday night. We've learned about fried green tomatoes, catnip, retirement spots.
You know, I think with the fried green tomatoes, I think you do use cornmeal. Like, you can use cornmeal, eggs, flour. Like, you know, you make a breading to put over them.
I know there's a heavy salt involved. Tomato. And, I don't know what you put on them. Ketchup, mustard, relish, pickle, who knows?
Yep. You know, my mom says they used to use yellow cornmeal. You know, probably the box of cornmeal. And mom said that her very first airplane ride was in the Tin Goose.
Oh, really? When she was a kid?
I don't know. Unless dad took her on it. I'm guessing dad took her on it.
Oh, so she had never ridden on a plane till she met him.
Maybe. I'm not sure. You know what? I seen the, they were going to have the boat go over to Cedar Point. They had done away with that, but I think they're coming back with it.
The boat
to Cedar Point.
Well, that's nice. Well, I hope everybody has a good weekend. Plenty of things to do this week. It feels like first weekend in May is going to be kind of an indoor weekend. Which is kind of okay. It's going to be a little chilly, a little rainy, a little windy, if the weather's right. Weather report's right. But we've had a good time here tonight, so we hope you have a good time. Tune in Sunday for our new program on Sunday mornings from 11:10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Study His Word Radio. Don't miss that Sunday morning from 11:10 to 12 p.m. Anything to say as we wrap her up?
Nope. Just enjoy your weekend.
For all of us at WWGH Radio, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade. At that point.
No, he was out on bail by then.
Oh, he was out on bail by then. Excuse me.
He is, but you're right. He was in prison for 10 years short 15 days.
That being said, when this came back, what was his feeling? What was your feeling that day?
Sam, who was sitting next to me, I had not put him on the stand partly because He told his story so many times, telling it again wasn't going to make it much stronger. And second, he had a real problem with alcohol.